This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Russia is getting ready to host the leaders of the world's largest industrialized countries. The G8 meeting opens later this week in St. Petersburg, and the Russian government is billing it as an important event in the country's reemergence on the world stage. But not everyone is happy with the direction the country's taken. Liberal politicians and human rights groups are holding their own alternative conference to draw attention to the growing authoritarianism in Russia. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
The Kremlin has a new word to describe Russia's political system: sovereign democracy. Putin's top political advisor, Vladislav Surkov, recently described it as guided by the desire for independence.
We want to be a free nation among other free nations and cooperate with them under fair rules and not be controlled from outside our borders.
Political analysts call the secretive Surkov the Kremlin's gray cardinal. Widely seen as its top ideologue, he's helped direct the state's drive to centralize power and control the country's energy industry. Emerging to defend the government's policies to reporters, Surkov said Russian democracy is just as developed as any Western country's. He said criticism of Moscow really reflects the West's desire to control Russia's lucrative natural resources.
I get the feeling that even if some cannibals were to take power in Moscow, if they were to give away certain things to certain groups, those cannibals would immediately be declared very democratic. Some of those who criticize us act precisely that way.
Since Putin came to power 6 years ago, the state has taken control over the country's major television networks. The government has replaced gubernatorial elections with presidential appointments, and the parliament has become a rubber stamping body controlled by the main pro-Kremlin party. Former Soviet dissident and leading rights activist Sergei Kovalyov says the West isn't criticizing Putin nearly enough for attacking the country's democratic institutions.
Russia's foreign partners in the G8, the Council of Europe, and the United Nations have covered their eyes. They're looking through the gaps between their fingers at what's happening in this big and very important country.
Human rights organizations, environmental groups, and opposition politicians have organized several weeks of conferences. They want to redirect the media spotlight on the G8 summit to Russia's poor record on democracy, corruption, and human rights. But the civil G8 conference was Kremlin-sanctioned, and detractors say it's part of the government's attempt to control civil society. Putin made an appearance to say he would present participants' concerns to the G8 leaders in St. Petersburg. When protesters against Russia's nuclear power program interrupted his speech, he said they should be allowed to voice their opinions. Later that evening, Putin met with 12 heads of international non-governmental organizations, including Amnesty International's Irene Hahn. She praised the frank discussion and Putin's promise to consider reviewing a new law giving authorities broad powers to control NGOs' activities. But Hahn says the real test will be whether Putin acts.
If he does not translate those promises into concrete action to create an enabling environment for NGOs to operate in Russia, then I think it would be nothing but a public relations exercise on his part.
The Kremlin has been less than enthusiastic about the series of unofficial conferences taking place around the G8 summit. The most anticipated is called Other Russia, organized by opposition figures such as former chess champion Garry Kasparov and former Prime Minister Mikhail Kasyanov. Top Western officials are set to attend, including U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Dan Fried. But Putin's top G8 advisor, Igor Shuvalov, says the Other Russia conference will only criticize the government. He's warned foreign officials not to take part if they didn't first attend the Kremlin-organized meeting.
But if you don't go there, you go to Other Russia, what does it mean? It means that, you know, they would like to say something unfriendly to us.
Some opposition politicians say authorities have warned them not to attend the St. Petersburg summit. And NGOs are worried about a government crackdown after the media glare passes. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.